It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Thursday, May 19th. I'm Patricia Naft. This week, the Colorado Department of Transportation launched a campaign targeted at people who drive stoned. Sam Cole is a CDOT spokesperson.
Well, it's an iteration of our Drive High, Get a DUI campaign, and this is the paid media portion of that campaign. So we are putting billboards out across the state, as well as some videos that you might see in a movie theater, as well as some pre-roll video online. In other words, you might go watch a video online, and before you can do it, you got to get a Drive High, Get a DUI message on your screen there. So it's an awareness campaign targeted marijuana users across Colorado. The billboards are mostly going to be located near dispensaries, and certainly our online tactics are going to be statewide.
Cole says Colorado is seeing an increase of drivers cited for marijuana use. Last year, nearly 15% of citations issued to intoxicated motorists by Colorado State Patrol were pot-related.
We're also concerned because a survey that we did last year, over 50% of marijuana users admitted that they have driven high in the last 30 days. And actually, they said they did that at least 7 times in the last 30 days. So we're concerned about that. And many of them also told us that they think that they're better drivers when they're high. And really nothing can be further from the truth. We know that most of the infractions that high drivers are violating when they're pulled over is because they're speeding. So if you're high, you tend to be driving fast and you tend to be driving recklessly, and that's a danger both to marijuana users as well as to the rest of the public.
The CDOT campaign will run through June. A new report finds nearly 90% of Coloradans with hepatitis C don't receive any treatment. KVNF's Laura Pomisano reports.
Hepatitis C kills more Americans than any other infectious disease, including HIV, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And a new report by the Denver-based Center for Improving Value Healthcare, or CIVIC, finds most in Colorado with the disease aren't receiving treatment. CIVIC analyzed claims data from the Colorado All-Payer Claims Database, Medicaid, and Medicare for the study. Jonathan Matthew, a researcher with the organization, says old treatments for the disease had unpleasant side effects that might have discouraged some from seeking them.
In the last few years, essentially curative treatments have been discovered and made available for hepatitis C that control the symptoms in most people with far less serious side effects, and in some cases can cause the disease to effectively be cured or go into permanent remission. Not clear based on our analysis why more people aren't taking advantage of the treatments. I know part of it is cost. So the old treatments had the terrible side effects. The new treatments, fewer side effects, but are very, very expensive.
Matthew says it can cost about $80,000 for a round of the new medication, making it one of the most expensive drugs in the U.S. The CDC says most individuals with hepatitis C are baby boomers who were unknowingly infected through blood transfusions. Today, most new infections are caused by sharing needles or other drug-injecting equipment. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
A new state study will look into changing how health insurance works in Colorado. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
House Bill 1336 was just signed by the governor. It was sponsored by several legislators, including State Representative Millie Hamner.
It is regarding the study of geographic and cost drivers of individual health plans.
Okay, I know the study of geographic and cost drivers of individual health plans may not grab your attention, but if you pay for health insurance, this could be big.
It basically is in response to one of the number one constituent concerns we heard, how unaffordable healthcare premiums had become, especially in some of the mountain resort communities.
Insurance premiums are directly tied to the cost of care. That's the basic idea of insurance. People pay every month, and that covers the cost of treatment. But Vincent Plymel, with the state's Division of Insurance, says that the cost of healthcare isn't the same everywhere you go.
The availability of doctors, primary care physicians, specialists, the availability of hospitals, the rates that those doctors and hospitals are able to negotiate with insurance carriers. Differences in healthcare costs and health insurance premiums are nothing new.
So location is one of the biggest factors that companies use when calculating your premium. For example, let's say you go online and apply for health insurance. If you're in an area where the cost of care is cheap, like Denver, where there are multiple hospitals all competing with each other, then your premium is cheaper. Great. But if you live in a more remote area where there are less doctors and less competition, cost for care is higher, so your premium is higher. For many Coloradans, this is a harsh reality. A few years ago, residents in Garfield, Eagle, Pitkin, and Summit counties were paying the highest premiums in the nation. After an outcry, the four counties, known as the Ski Resort Region, were merged with 16 nearby counties to form the huge West Region. Healthcare costs were now averaged across the whole western slope. Premiums in that ski resort region dropped, but it was because the other counties were now picking up the tab. Now residents of Delta County are subsidizing, in effect, the cost of care in Aspen. Plymel says that's the challenge with insurance.
Whether you have 300 geographic rating areas, or 5, or 1, you're bound to have winners and losers in some respect. And that's the unfortunate thing, is it's tough to work it out in a way that is happy and pleasing to everybody. And that's truly a challenge.
The new study, which should be finished by August, looks into what would happen if there were no regions, if all the regions in the state were combined into one mega region. Right now, they really don't know. But Hamner hopes that the study will shed some light into exactly why costs are so high and how to make things better.
That's what we're trying to figure out. How can we make this more fair for all Colorado residents?
For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Coal miners, state lawmakers, environmentalists, and land advocates all came together in Casper, Wyoming earlier this week to weigh in on coal. Inside Energy's Lee Patterson reports.
Over the past decade, around 4.5 billion tons of coal has been mined on federal land, much of it coming from western states. The Department of the Interior is reviewing its management of this resource, the Federal Coal Program. It's collecting public comments on issues like royalty rates and environmental impacts. But some, like coal miner James Ofer, are skeptical.
Their real, not-so-hard-to-hide motive is to render coal entirely uncompetitive and keep it from being mined, period.
The Bureau of Land Management is holding similar hearings in 5 more states this summer, including Colorado. July 28th is the deadline to submit written comments. For Inside Energy, I'm Lee Patterson.
For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft. Stay tuned for the sweet sound.